so used to plod on the routes that cross the countryside, for he would not catch a bus to ride, and his moldy dungarees he'd worn for 40 years. The only liquid he consumed was frozen beer. Old Tin Lips was his friend. When they joined the Boy Scouts Jamboree, they destroyed my brother's charity, and together they dissected several cardboard slugs. Marzo kept a few of them in greasy mugs. Oh, Marzo, Marzo. So when a boy would delight in all adversity, for he would not leave the nursery, he was most annoyed to find he could not spell his name. The letters must have fallen down a local drain. He wandered to and fro in the midst of blissful ignorance. He observed a constant vigilance. Purple spaceships used to land on Yatton Bowling Green. Marzo fried the aliens, steel-plated beans. Oh, Marzo, Marzo. To thrash his rhubarb frantically, while his left hand is tied to his uncle's knee. He would pick a speck of pepper from the morning dew. He even washed his overcoat in compost glue, for no one would believe that he was born in 1563. Yet he's the youngest of this family, and his father still is working for the CIA. Marzo is the strangest man alive today. Oh, Marzo, Marzo.